Now we want to talk about kids and germs, a topic that most parents are probably thinking about as we head into cold weather and flu season. Apparently, many pediatricians are thinking about this, too. Carrie Goldberg, editor of WBUR's Common Health, joins us to talk about this very latest medical advice. Hi there.
Hey, Deb. That's right. The American Academy of Pediatrics is just out today with new recommendations on what pediatricians' offices should do to prevent and control infections. Because goodness knows we love little kids, but they are little germ vectors.
But, you know, let's guess here. Wash your hands, use sanitizer.
You're right. Very good calls there. It's not new, but this remains the most important thing, hand hygiene. I spoke today with Professor Mobeen Rathore. He's the lead author of these new recommendations.
Hand hygiene is the most important single act you can do to prevent transmission of infection. And it's okay to ask, have you done hand hygiene?
So it might be a little awkward, right? Have you done hand hygiene, doctor? Have you Purelled? But I imagine you can do it very apologetically.
Yeah,
right?
I might be being a little paranoid.
But right? And Dr. Rathore says the other best bet for preventing infection is, of course, vaccinations of you and your kids and of the healthcare staffers.
And that's been controversial in Massachusetts lately, right? Nurses have sued for being required to get flu vaccines.
That's right. But the new American Academy of Pediatrics recommendations are crystal clear about this. They endorse mandatory flu vaccines for healthcare providers.
And parents should ask about that?
Yeah, and they can ask about it from the get-go. So here's Dr. Ben Kreskel. He's the chief of infectious disease at Atrius Health.
The best thing parents can do to advocate for their children in this regard is to ask a pediatric practice when they are coming to enroll, if you will, do you require your staff to be vaccinated against the flu?
And Deb, one more pointer from these new recommendations, toys.
Because they can spread germs?
Right. And in particular, they recommend against furry and plush toys in doctor's offices because they can be hard to disinfect well enough. And they suggest, and parents do this anyway, you bring your own toys because then they're not so germy. But, you know, in general, it's just, I have to say, the whole prospect that your child could get sick from going to the doctor is something that I've wondered about for a long time.
You mean like a parent bringing a child in for a well checkup and they catch something contagious from being at the doctor.
Right, in the waiting room or the exam room. And, you know, I've always wondered, why don't they segregate the potentially contagious kids from the well kids? Why don't they have separate areas for them?
And don't some pediatricians do that?
Yes, so some pediatricians' offices and family medicine offices do that. But still, there's this special irony of, like, getting sick at the doctor's offices. Right. Yeah. And so these new guidelines, they don't recommend separate areas for sick and well kids. They do say that when possible, you know, it's good to have the waiting rooms be designed to minimize spreading germs. They should try to prevent crowding, keep wait times short. And plus, kids should be taught to use good cough etiquette.
And so why do they, though, stop short of having separate spaces here, Carrie?
Well, you know, I guess the bottom line is that what these guidelines say is no research documents the need for or benefit of separate waiting areas for well and ill children. So I asked Ben Kreskel if that's because there's no research or that, you know, maybe just, and he says that there's one pivotal study that was done in 1985 and it didn't show a difference.
And in terms of vaccinations as well, it is the season for the flu vaccine. Is it early to get it?
So I asked Dr. Kreskel that, and the short answer is it's a little early, but not too early to get the vaccine. So no excuses. Just get it.
All right. Carrie Goldberg runs Common Health at WBUR. Carrie, thanks as always.
You're welcome.
And that's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Deborah Becker, and this is Radio Boston.